More than 3,000 Maoist fighters gathered in a rain-soaked camp in the far eastern district of Ilam to be interviewed by a team of 120 UN experts. After signing a peace deal in November, the Maoists registered 31,000 fighters in 7 camps across the country and locked up almost 3,000 weapons. But there have been claims from human rights groups that the Maoist forces include child soldiers and people recruited after the peace deal was struck. The verification process was meant to start last week, but was postponed after several Maoists were murdered in southern Nepal. The spokesman for the UN mission in Nepal, Kiran Dwyer, says that despite the late start, the interviews are going well.
The head arms monitor, General Wilhelmsen, flew by helicopter with the senior Maoist commander, Pasang, to make sure they witnessed the beginning of this process. So it had the full support of the Maoist leadership, and it went very smoothly.
Dwyer said the UN would check all 7 Maoist camps in Nepal, beginning in the east and moving west. But he said it was too soon to tell how long the whole verification process might take.
We think in about the end of this first week we'll have a clearer idea of how complicated the process is. You'll understand this is one-on-one interviews to test the information that the registered personnel have given to make sure that they're over the age of 18 in May 2006 and that they joined the Maoist army before that time.
Human Rights Watch has said thousands of child soldiers remain in the Maoist ranks, but the former rebels say all their fighters are over 18. Liam Cochrane for VOA News, Kathmandu.